OVO episode number 14.
Welcome to the Hello VO podcast, plain and simple basics to get you started in the voiceover industry with masterclass instructor and voiceover actor, Lisa Foster.
Hey there, guys. Good to have you on today's episode. We're talking money. And we're talking investing in yourself, investing in your career. And I have a couple of stories to share with you today. I'm probably going to be a little all over the place, but I'm going to start off with the number one thing I hear from students is, what if I spend all this money and it doesn't work out? And that's a valid fear and a valid reason to really make sure voiceovers is something you want to get into, or anything for that matter. It's a really valid thing to think about. Do I really want to spend all this money? But oftentimes we use that as a reason to not move forward on something because it's a different fear. It's not just the fear of losing money. I'm going to talk a little bit about loss aversion and some of the psychology behind money. And everybody has a different relationship with money. But I was listening to one of my favorite podcasts. If you get a chance to listen to her, she's fantastic. Her name is Mel Robbins. And she's just wonderful. And I was just recently listening to a podcast and an episode of hers that talked about six words to stop worrying about anything, whether it's relationships or money or whatever it is. And that was the words, what if it all works out? What if it all works out? And it made a lot of sense. I've been doing a little bit of worrying myself about some things lately, but I really loved that idea of when students say to me, yeah, I'd love to invest in my career and get moving forward with voiceovers, but again, what if I spend all this money and I fail? Yeah, well, that's a possibility, but the other side of that is, yeah, but what if it all works out? And here's the other thing too, is failing, you know, isn't a huge deal. It's not. We fail all the time. It doesn't kill us. It does not kill us. And I think that when you put money in the equation, it can make it a little scarier. So investing in yourself is something that sometimes we feel guilty about doing. And I was listening to another podcast today. Actually, I was out on my walk today, and I was listening to a podcast that had featured it's a behavioral economist named Richard Thaler. And he was talking about how we very rarely want to spend money on ourselves. But if somebody else spends it on us, we're good. We're totally fine. And he told this great story about a friend of his and a cashmere sweater that the friend really wanted. So his friend had seen this beautiful cashmere sweater in a store and he just fell in love with it. But he was like, yeah, you know, this is way too expensive. I cannot justify the cost. I just am not going to purchase this sweater, even though I love it and I really want it. And I know I would get a lot of joy from it. I ain't doing it. And it turns out that his wife went and purchased the sweater and gave it to him for Christmas. And the funny thing about this story is they have commingled funds. So they share a joint bank account. So all the funds are in one spot. And it's interesting. And he was thrilled that his wife gave him this sweater. But he didn't want to make the decision to purchase it for himself, even though money would have come out of the same exact account. So again, I find it very interesting, our behaviors and the psychology around money and how often we just don't feel like we should be spending money on ourselves. And investing in yourself and your career is okay. It's okay to do. And the other thing is, remember that you're not just investing money, you're investing time and you're investing sweat and heart and ego. There's all these things that are tied up. And one thing I want to remind you that I have to remind myself often, and you'll hear me say this over and over in all the episodes that I'm doing here that it's okay if it's uncomfortable. It's okay to be uncomfortable with it. It's not going to kill you. And then keep remembering, what if it all works out? And if it doesn't, it's okay. I had a, I at one time fancied myself to be a real estate person. And I thought, hey, I love houses. Why? And I love people. Why not try to sell some houses? Well, you have to get, as you probably are already aware, a license to sell real estate. And so you have to take a class, a course, and do all the things. So I decided to sign up for an online real estate license class. And that class cost about, I think it was 4,000 something. I remember the four. I don't even remember the numbers after. It was 4,000 something. And I'm like, okay, I'm taking the plunge. I'm going to do this thing. I'm going to get my license. And yay, it's going to be worth the time investing in the money and the time and the. Well, let me tell you, friends, I don't even think I got a third of the way through this course when I went, oh my God, oh my God, I hate this so much. Oh, I hate it. This is boring me. I don't want to learn about all this stuff I got to learn about. I just thought, yeah, yay, I'm going to go sell houses and show people the beautiful kitchen and the backyard and ding, 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 it's going to be easy. And I realized a third of the way in that I didn't want to do this. Now, there is you've probably heard of the sunk cost fallacy. And you know, some of you might be thinking, well, you spent all that money, you should see that through. And to me, I've already spent the money anyway. I've already spent it. It doesn't matter one way or the other whether I finish this. By finishing this course that I knew I was going to hate and not move forward on didn't mean I was going to get my $4,000 back. So I just kind of quit. Not kind of. I actually just quit a third of the way through and went, yep, that was money I spent that I'm not going to get back. But hey, I am freed up to go do something else and keep exploring. So it's a great story to share because oftentimes we're so afraid of investing in something. And what if it doesn't work out? Well, look, it didn't kill me. It didn't kill me. It didn't kill me. Yeah, it's a little uncomfortable, but you know, I made money other places. I had time to go make money somewhere else. So the other thing I want to point out as well is that taking care of your future self right now is really important to think about. And when you think about, you know, I hate it when people and career counselors especially, they're like, well, where do you see yourself in 2 years or 5 years or 10 years? I don't know. I really don't know. But I know what I can do today to take care of my future self, whether those things come to pass or not. And today, I can be investing in listening to great podcasts, spending my time doing that, or investing money in learning something that I want to learn about. Taking care of your future self now is a very wise thing to do. I will also hear from people sometimes who say, well, you know, I just can't afford the amount of money. Now, let's talk quickly about how much money you can expect to invest in voiceovers. Typically for good coaching, which again, I highly recommend you get vocal development. Go find your voice. Go find your voice. Don't stumble around here in this business without knowing how to do voiceovers. How you sound is different than how you perform. So get some coaching, get good demos, understand how to market the demos, and invest in some good equipment. Those are the four pillars. We've talked about that before on a previous episode. And I think sometimes people feel like, oh my gosh, that's going to cost me $1 million. And this is actually one of those industries where there's very low overhead involved in getting coaching and demos and your equipment. There are a lot of businesses you might start that cost an enormous amount of money, like retail businesses that you might start. Actual brick and mortar businesses can cost you tens of thousands of dollars. But voiceovers, because you have your own product, which is your voice, the overhead, initial overhead is very small. So typically industry standard is going to be probably around $5,000, $6,000, perhaps maybe no more than $7,000 for good coaching, good demos, guidance on how to market yourself, and getting good equipment. Remember, we talked about equipment before. You don't need to run out and buy your microphone right away. And that is going to be a pretty affordable piece of all of this, because recording equipment's about a few hundred dollars. So, but let's just look at the entire thing together. So, you know, breaking down the cost can really help as well. So, you know, it might feel a little indulgent for you to go, ah, yeah, well, you know what? I can't really spend $5,000 on myself. And it might feel indulgent, especially if you've been taking care of others for a really long time. And I find that to be very true. I have a lot of students that come to me saying, you know what? I have spent my entire life taking care of somebody else, being somebody's mom, being somebody's wife, being somebody's husband, being somebody's caretaker, being somebody's whatever it is. And they'll say, it is time for me. And I really love that approach, because that's not indulgent at all. You have to take care of yourself and follow your own dreams and do what you want to do. But oftentimes the money gets in the way. I know I should take care of myself. I know I want to follow my dreams. Ah, but man, I don't know, $5,000, that just feels like a lot of money. One of the things I do when I have a large purchase is I try to get away from the overall cost, because you're right, that's a big mountain to climb up. The $5,000 mountain is a big one to climb up. And I try to break it down into littler chunks so it feels a little bit more, I can get better perspective on it. So this is one of the tricks. I can't remember who taught me this, but I do this for anything. Like, I'm looking to buy a car and I'm in this same spot right now. I'm like, oh gosh, I really want this car, but it's, you know, it's a used car, but it's still, you know, to me, I'm like, oh man, who do I think I am spending $22,000 on this used car? And again, I have to take my own advice and just sit down and get perspective on that and realize that that's not indulgent. That's something that I want to do for myself. So if we take the $5,000, let's do this. I'm going to grab my calculator here. All right. So if we do 5,000, here's how I do things. So let's say $5,000. All right, great. I'm going to spend $5,000 on something that I really want to invest in and do for me. All right. Do for me, not for someone else. For some reason, it's easier to spend $5,000 helping somebody else do something. No, this is for me. I'm doing it for me. All right, let's see what that looks like divided by 12 months. So $5,000 over a year. Let's see what that looks like. $5,000 over a year. Oh, that's $416 and six to infinity, 60 something cents to infinity. $417 a month. Now let's break that out into weeks. We actually could do this another way. Let me just do the $5,000 and we'll divide that by 52 weeks. So weekly, what does that look like? $96 a week to invest in my dream and my passion. $96 a week. Let's divide that to daily. So seven would be, wow, a whole $13 a day. So I've managed to now make this $5,000 mountain not look so incredibly unscalable and undoable and it's too much and blah, 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 blah. Yeah, $13 a day, that feels pretty insignificant. I think I can do that. I mean, hell, I could sell stuff. I got so much crap around here. I could sell something, one thing a day on eBay or Etsy and make the money that I need to invest in the thing I want to pursue. I'm very lucky to be in the voiceover industry, but I have to tell you that my real passion, or my other passion, not my real passion, love voiceovers, but I have this other little passion that sort of, and I've told a few friends about this, and I think maybe getting it out here on an episode will maybe be the catalyst for me to actually take action. And that is that I am extremely interested in landscape design and gardening and hardscapes and creating beautiful outdoor areas. I've worked on my own home for years. Love every moment of it. My happy place is in my garden. My happy place is creating beautiful areas around my house. I have different portions of my garden that have different plants and feelings, and it's just so rewarding to me. I feel like I have a really good eye. I'm able to sort of plan things out, and I've created a really beautiful environment that I'm very proud of. I love having my friends over, and it's something I just really love. And somebody said to me once, well, then why aren't you doing this kind of work? You know, you can fit this in around voiceovers and teaching. And I said, you know, you're right. I really could do this. So I have my eye on a landscaping design course, and I have not moved forward with it. And you know why? Because I've been stuck in that. This course that I'm looking at is one of the top courses from one of the top schools in the U.S. I mean, if you're going to do something, do it with somebody who's in the top, who can teach me the best. And I believe that in voiceovers too. Who can teach you the best? Pay the money. It will be worth every penny. So this course that I'm looking at is 6,000, and I don't even know what the rest of the numbers are. All I saw was a 6. So I'm sort of stuck right now, and I need to sit down and go, all right, let's take a look at the 6,000. Let's say it's 6,500. I'll have to go back and look at it. 6,500. Let's see what that looks like per month. So per month, that comes to $540 a month. And let's look at what that looks like for a weekly investment. So 6,500 divided by 52. So $125 a week. I mean, that's, you know, one teeny tiny commercial I can make that on. Easy peasy. And so I'm not really sure why I'm not moving forward on it. But I wanted to just tell you that I get it. It's easy to get stuck. So $125 a week divided by 7 days a week, I'm looking at a whole $18 a day. $18 a day for me to pursue a dream that I have, which is landscaping design. And the beauty is I don't have to give up what I'm doing right now. I love voiceovers. I make great money doing voiceovers, but this is just something that I've been sort of, it's just been an itch that I want to scratch. So I feel like now that I kind of got it out there to you guys, I think I may go get on this. Winter's coming up. It's a great time to, I won't be in my garden, but I can be learning about gardens. Maybe I'll go do that. And then the other thing, and I'll wrap this up with, there's also this sort of I better make my money back mindset, which I find very interesting, because when people invest in things, I know a lot of folks who have spent a lot of money on college and didn't make their money back doing the thing they studied. And I don't know why it is in this industry when people say, well, you know, if I'm investing $5,000 or more into coaching and demos, I better make my money back. I better make my money back. How soon can I make my money back? And I think it's interesting, because when you buy a car or make mortgage payments or you go to the store to get groceries, you're spending money in all those areas. Do you ever think, I better make my money back? I'm going to go buy this car. I better make my money back. No, the car is there to serve a purpose for you. It's not about making your money back. So investing in yourself, try not to look at it as I better make my money back. Look at it as something that is investing in yourself. Here's one more thing I'll share with you. My mom, when I was very, very young, well, not really super young. I was 29 at the time, and I had, I may have told this story on another episode, but I had worked at a bank, and I wasn't really very happy, and I wanted to get into radio. And this was a long time ago. This was late 80s, 1980s. And she called me one day and said, what's going on with this radio thing that you want to get going on? And broadcasting school back then was $8,700, 8,000 700 and something bucks, which was a lot of money. And so I was letting that sort of guide me on not going forward. I was like, that's a lot of money. What if I fail? What if I don't make my money back? And that's the wrong mindset to have. And my mom set me straight on it. She said this. She said, do you want to get into radio? Do you want to do radio? Do you want to get a radio job? And I said, yes, you already know that. Yes, of course I do. And she said, if you go to broadcasting school, and you had to get your FCC license back then, and she said, if you invest your time and you invest your money and you get trained, this is going to blow your mind, you guys, what she said to me. She goes, if you go to broadcasting school and get trained, you may still not get a job in radio. And I'm like, what? And she said, but you're really not going to get a job in radio if you don't go and get trained. And it made so much sense. It was like, of course, that's absolutely true. I am never going to get into radio I've got to go get trained. That's the very first thing I have to think about. Then I can think about getting the work and how that's all going to look. So this is just one of those episodes I wanted to talk about, investing in your career, investing in your dreams, investing in things you want. And again, just remember, you guys, it's okay if it's uncomfortable. It's okay. And I'll share this with you. I've probably said this before. You're going to be uncomfortable if you don't pursue your dream. And you're probably going to be uncomfortable a little bit if you do. But you got to pick which uncomfortable you want to be. So, all right, I'm going to go get registered for my landscaping design course. I'm so excited. All right, you guys. Go follow your dream. And if you want to chat, let me know. Okay. Have a good day. Talk to you next time. Hey, if you enjoyed this episode of Hello VO, I'd love to talk to you. So take advantage of booking a short one-on-one consultation call with me. I'll evaluate your voice and give you some guidance on voiceovers. So head to lisafoster.com and click the Voice Evaluations tab. It's free. I'll send you a link to grab a spot on my calendar so we can talk about talking.